when you go against defensive backs like Rivas and Golson and stuff like that, and being aggressive players that they are, is it as you go out into your pass routes, something you're cognizant of, just how aggressive they are and how much they hit stuff, or you just can't worry about that?
You got to go out there and you just got to play the game, regardless of who's out there. I mean, of course, you have the greatest respect for those two players and the other players as well. But you have to go out there and you got to try to execute your game plan. And right now, ultimately go out there on the practice field and try to get better every day.
If you guys are without Matthew Slater for a while, obviously a captain and obviously important for what you do, especially in special teams, how big of a loss is that for you?
You know, it's a huge one, whatever the circumstances are. But it's the nature of the game, and we love him to death. But you gotta keep on moving, and you gotta worry about your own assignment and go from there.
Putting the injury aside, how important is he to what you do specifically in the punt return game and the success you've had?
You know, everyone's important on that unit. Everyone has their job, and I have mine, and ultimately I gotta focus on what I have to do. So I can contribute to the unit, and the other guys got to do what they have to do.
Julian, how much the extra time off in week to week, can that help you guys at all, especially the offense, kind of get together in general?
Definitely. Anytime you have a couple days extra to prepare and try to get better and go out there and watch film and prepare and try to take things from the classroom and have that extra day to execute them on the field. And like I said, just try to get better every day.
Even though it's early, was it just good to rest the body for the two games that you had kind of inside of a week?
Yeah. Anytime you play, a couple games in a short amount of time, those extra days of recovery are definitely nice.